Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border. We're continuing our study here in the Psalms. So we got to Psalm 55, we're discussing verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So let us practice righteousness. Let us put on the righteousness of our Creator, and we will never be moved. Continuing verse 23, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. And so here we're talking about the consequences of forever. This is the view we have. We are not going to the pit of destruction, but those who persecute his people, they will go down to the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee, he says, and kind of reminds me of a judge here lately that has persecuted the Church of God. A judge in America put a gag order on them while he broke that same order. And, he just died, a young man, as far as I'm concerned. I think he's younger than I am. And I laugh, yeah, too, because his wickedness needed to be put to an end when I see what he's done to these righteous people and their families and the children in destroying the work of God. It is now he's going to stand before the real judge, and he's going to answer for his deceitfulness and for his persecutions of God's people. He will answer. And I don't believe it's going to be a very pleasant thing for him forever. Of course, let him sleep. Well, I don't know if he's going to sleep, but I know he will be resurrected in the second resurrection, because from his own mouth, he was not a righteous man. He had no regard for the God, our Creator, for our God and our Creator. I expect we won't see him in the first resurrection, and he's over there with the rich man. You know, if you remember the story about Lazarus and the rich man, this judge is over there with the rich man awaiting the second resurrection so he can stand and give an account for all of the things that he did in this life. Yes, would not want to be him. No way. But I will trust in thee. Psalm 56. To the chief musician upon Jonath-Elam-Rekokim. Okay, what does that mean? Let's see. Dove of silence, of distances, the title of a ditty used for the name of its melody. Okay, well, I'm not sure I still know what that means, even though I have the Hebrew, Strong's Hebrew here to tell me what it means. Miktam, and that means a poem. And, you know, they could have just, you know, the King James translators could have just put a poem of David. That would have been nice, and I wouldn't have to look up the word, because even though I probably already looked this up during my study in Psalms, Miktam, still don't remember that it means a poem, okay, of David. When the Philistines took him in Gath, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He, fighting daily, oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And in contemporary English, you would say, when I am afraid, I will trust in thee. So he says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day, they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? in thine anger cast them down, the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. They are not, are they not in thy book? So David here exclaiming that our Creator, our God, records every one of our tears. How about that? Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with me. In God will I praise his word. In God will I praise his word. In Yahuwah will I praise his word. So first he says, he repeats it here. He says, in God, Elohim, in the Hebrew, will I praise his word. And he says, in his name, in Yahuwah will I praise his word. We're at Psalm 56, verse 10 there. In verse 11, he says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Psalm 57. To the chief musician, Altashkayif. There we go, another Hebrew word not translated. That means thou must not destroy. Why didn't they translate that? I don't know. Thou must not destroy. Probably the opening words of a popular song. And speculates our good friend Strong's. But Altashkayith, Miktam, which means a poem of David when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings I will make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. And in the shadow of his wings, in the shadow of the wings of the Almighty is my hiding place. I think about that a lot. You know, as I'm out there traveling by automobile in the world, of course, because I refuse to, I've repented of a part in the Mark of the Beast monetary system and have repented of any use or participation in their socialist security scheme. I cannot, like a dog, go back to its vomit, because when you repent of something, if you turn back to it, you're like a dog going back to its vomit. So I can't go back to it, and which means that I can't have the privileges of being out there in the world without being harassed by the policy enforcers of their monetary system, because that's what they are. They're the police or policy enforcers. They police for their own people who have signed up, but because most people have abdicated their liberty and have willingly and voluntarily given up their freedom, their God-given liberty for privilege, and most of them done it ignorantly or because they don't want to be inconvenienced by the policy enforcers, the police will now think everyone has to be a volunteer. And if you're not a volunteer, then they're going to persecute you, steal your vehicle, your automobile, and throw you in jail, perhaps, or at least leave you on the side of the road. That's been my experience. Had automobiles taken from me, been left on the side of the road. So now, and I've grown a lot since that happened, and I've learned to make the shadow of his wings my refuge so that I can hide in plain sight. That he hides me in the cleft of the rock, and he is the rock, so that I can travel as I need to without fear. And you know what? If perchance the policy enforcers do stop me, then I know it's of him, because I have put on his righteousness, and I walk in his kingdom, and I desire to live a life that's only pleasing to him. I keep his commandments because I love him. So I know that He does hide me in plain sight. They're all of the policy enforcers are all around me. And when I see them, they're usually busy. Yes, they are. Or they're not paying any attention to me. There are sometimes, I've learned how to, I know the mind of men and I know how their minds work. I know that if they're coming up behind me to say a traffic light, if I get in the longer line, they'll go by me because, and they'll ignore me because I'm hiding in plain sight. I'm in the cleft of the rock. I'm under the shadow of the wing of the Almighty. And as I travel, I sing praises all the time. Have I'll praise music and I'm worshiping Yahuwah all the way. Yes, I am. And, it's a good thing to know that I can do that. And also to have the assurance that if one of his policy does, enforcers do stop me sometime, whether to take my vehicle, whatever they do to me, that it is of him and that I just need to obey his Holy Spirit in that instance. Perhaps I need to witness to one of the policy enforcers. I have talked to a few of them. I've been stopped and let go by some of them. And I've been stopped and had the vehicle taken and then let go by some of them. So you never know what's going to happen. So there may be a price to pay for, it may be inconvenient, but obedience is my thing. And if I have repented of taking part in the Mark of the Beast monetary system, and I repented of using the Mark of the Beast number, and I can't do it anymore. I can't be like the dog returning to its vomit. I can't plow that furrow and look back because the furrow will not be straight. You know, when the illustration about plowing a furrow, you know, you get on your tractor and you got your disc behind you and you fix your eyes on something off in the distance. You have a target and you keep your eyes on that target. If you look back, you got to get some zigs and zags in your furrow and you're going to see that you haven't quite gone the straight and narrow way because you keep looking back. No, you keep your eye fixed on the prize and your furrow becomes straight and your furrow becomes straight and narrow, and that's the way you want it. So that's the way to walk. And when you walk in that way, when you learn to walk in that way, and you just keep going, like, you know, the righteous man may fall down 7 times, but he gets back up. And the more you practice it, the better it gets. And the more assurance you have as you go along, knowing that you are under the wings, the shadow of the wings of the Almighty, hiding in the cleft of the rock. And he is our rock because we have fallen on him rather than allowing one day the rock to fall on us. Hallelujah. So my soul trusteth in thee. The shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. You know, this life is full of calamities. And let the calamity, because, you know, to me, it's a calamity. You ever feel it? You know, whether you got all of your licenses and you got your mark of the beast, even if you have all that, you know, and you pull up to a light and one of the policy enforcers pull up behind you, don't you feel calamity? You know, you feel it crawling up your back, you know, that sudden anxiety, that calamity. Yes, we've all felt that one. Or whether you're going fast or not, you see one of those snakes in the grass, you know, the policy enforcers. You just slow down automatically, you know. You look, make sure you're not exceeding the speed limit because the calamity is there waiting for you. Yes. In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. And yes, they would swallow you up. They swallow many up, don't they? And it's the reproach of them that would swallow me up. It's not the reproach of our God. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. And I got a message, just really feeling it here for those people that are suffering from over there in Folk, Arkansas, and all the families of the ministry that have been taken away and have had a gag order placed on them. All of them need to get together. All of them need to join hand in hand And then they need to call every major media outlet there is and speak out. Say, we want to break our gag order. You could probably even get ABC, CBS, or one of those big ones. Call a half a dozen of them together and have a little, meeting or a press conference. There you go. Have a press conference and break your gag order together publicly. And what are they going to do? Throw you all in jail? No, I think you'll bring the light of truth onto the situation. You should not obey that gag order. You should get together and break it. That's biblical advice. That's what I get from reading the scripture. It says here, when it says, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. People need to hear the truth. The gag order is to keep the truth down. It's to keep the truth from coming out. That judge is dead. He broke his own gag order. Now he's dead. He's gagged forever. It's time for God's people to stand up, regardless of the consequences. Stand up together as one. And what are they going to do? If 30 of you get together and you all have a press conference and you break the gag order to bring the light of truth onto your situation, they're going to throw you all in jail? Well, better! Because then the whole world will be watching. That's right. You should do it. Send me a plane ticket. I'll be there. Of course, I don't have a gag order. So if they throw you all in jail, they're not going to throw me in jail. But I would gladly stand with you. I wish it was on me, too. Because I'd be the first one organizing the mass gag order defiance. And calling a press conference. Oh, the mainstream press. It seems that they would love it. They would eat it up. If you say we're all 30 of us or however many you can get together. We're here and we're breaking the gag order and we want you to report it. Call a press conference. Break that gag order. Get the attention. Get the truth. The light of truth shining on a hill. The judge says, take your light and shine it and hide it under a bushel. And you say, yes, judge. Oh, okay. No, you got to let it shine. You got to bring the light of truth in the situation and place it on a hill where everybody can see it. Gag. Make me gag. Okay, my soul is among lions and lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. There's another one of those beautiful psalms, praise choruses that we love to sing. Add that one to your list, Psalm 57. Psalm 58, to the chief musician, Al-Tashkeith. That's phonetically pronounced correct in Hebrew. Al-Tashkeith. Nik-Tam, a poem of David. Do you indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do you judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. You weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth his ear, which will not hearken unto the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the teeth of the young lions, O Yahuwah. Let them melt away as waters which run continually when he blendeth his bow to shoot his arrows. Let them be as cut in pieces. as a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Of course, talking about here a let them be as a miscarriage. Before your pots can feel thorns, he shall take them away as a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. Should we rejoice when we see the vengeance of God on the unrighteous? Shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked? So that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. There will be a day of rejoicing. To the chief musician, El Tashkeith, Miktam of David, when Saul sent, and they watched the house to kill him. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the worker of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lay in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, Yahuwah. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake. So these are the leaders. This is the government. This is the civil authority, Heavenly Father. They're not going to punish me for my transgression. They're not going to punish me for wickedness I've done. They prepare themselves without any fault of mine. Awake to help me. And behold, thou, therefore, Yahuwah, God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. And it looks like we're going to have to pick up here next time in Psalm 59. You're listening to Cross the Border. And remember, there is nothing more important in this life than that you cross the border into the kingdom of heaven. Yes, a present reality. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and live forever.